Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Lots of Stanley Cup playoff action to get caught up on, but first, a very Sabre-y finish to the Worlds this year, Marty Baron.
Yeah, it was a TNT Tage Thompson overtime game-winning goal, 3-on-3 for USA to defeat Switzerland, 1-0 in the gold medal game. The first gold medal at the World Championship for Team USA since 1933. Pretty amazing that we're looking at 92 years since the last time they won a gold medal there. So, and it is Tage Thompson that scored the goal. And it was a tight game. Look, Jeremy Swayman was great for Team USA. He's trying to make a push for next year at the Olympics and that he should be the guy. You got Connor Hellebuyck. You got Jake Oettinger. You've got a guy like Tage Thompson who's saying, I want to be part of Team USA. I didn't go to Four Nations face-off, and maybe that was a mistake for Team USA to not have Tage Thompson. It was definitely a mistake not having Kyle Connor dressed in the final game against Team Canada. We talked about that, Duffer. You like to bring it back up. So Tage putting in a really good performance and scoring the game-winning goal to, tap it off for Team USA.
Will he be on the Olympic team?
Yes, 100%. I think he would have to start the season 4 goals in 35 games to say like, no. Like, I think if he's healthy and if he's at least consistent and performing, doesn't have to go out on a pace to score 70 goals, mm-hmm. but I think they would take him. He made the commitment. And look, if you're Team USA, you have guys that have made a commitment. You can't take all of them, right? You can't take all of the ones that make commitment to go to the World Championship, but there's certain of them that you have to follow suit on, and you have to continue to say, this is a guy we want. And Tage mentioned Zach Werenski going, and that was a big reason why other guys wanted to go, because Zach Werenski was like, hey, this is a preparation for next year for the Olympics, and step one for Team USA to win gold at the World Championship has been achieved.
Now, there's a very simple explanation as to why the U.S. hasn't won this tournament in almost 100 years, and that's because of a lack of commitment, lack of interest, quite frankly, by NHL players born in America. When their season's done, they typically have not expressed a major desire. That has started shifting with today's American-born players. Mm-hmm. That's why we saw the attention that the Four Nations tournament got, and long may this last. There is, of course, irony in this moment because Canada was absolutely stacked.
Yes.
And they did not win. I don't know. Like, if you're looking at it just from a pure entertainment value, like, what was a greater, more fascinating result? The U.S. winning the gold medal game or Canada not getting as far as they were supposed to when they were stunned by the co-host nation of Denmark?
So, Duffer, let me paint a picture for you. So Team Canada is in Sweden for the majority of the tournament, right? They get to play Denmark in the quarterfinals. And the way that the tournament was in Denmark and Sweden, so Denmark was guaranteed, if they made it to the quarters, to have a game in their home country to facilitate the ticket sales and everything. So Canada leaves Sweden, leaves their family in families in Sweden, their friends' families, their stuff in the hotels in Sweden. They fly to Denmark to play the game. They're up 1-0. They get bounced with 2 goals in the last 2.5 minutes, and it's a shocker. Well, now, because Denmark has to travel to Sweden for the semifinal, Canada's got to travel to Sweden for picking up their families and their, you know, clothes and checking out the hotel. So now Canada and Denmark share a private plane, like a charter, to travel back to Sweden. That would be a tough one. That would be a really tough one. And I guess it's just the world championship, but you're right. And look, to see that Sweden and Denmark played in the semi, basically guaranteeing Switzerland and Denmark played in the semi, guaranteeing one of them to get at least a silver medal. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. It's great for the tournament, which is going to be in Switzerland next year. So to know that the Swiss now have a silver medal, but they took USA to the, you know, to overtime. It's going to be great for the event next year again.
And then obviously the Olympics next year. What other takeaway is there for you? I mean, you're certain that Tage Thompson is going to be a part of it for, yes, Team USA. Is there anything else that this tournament, this past calendar year, has steered you to thinking as far as looking at, you know, Italy in 2026?
I think that Team USA is going to be a really strong team. And look, we know that, well, it just was announced today that it doesn't look like Russia is going to be able to field teams at the Olympic in the Winter Olympics next year. So there may be some individual athletes that will compete, but no teams representing Russia. So we're not going to get Ovechkin. We're not going to get... So, I mean, it opens the door. It opens the door for Team USA to say, let's put a really strong team, just like they had a chance at the Four Nations face-off. But I think we're looking at Finland, Sweden, Canada, U.S. Switzerland always can surprise. You know, the Czechs and Slovaks can surprise. But I think if you put in the top three teams, U.S. is in the top three teams and should be even considered a top team going into next year's tournament at the Olympics.
Dan Vladar had a good tournament. Czechia seems to be back on the rise among international teams over the last handful of years. It was a bit of a painful journey for them after their peak era, you know, with Hašek and company. But yeah, I'm encouraged by you know, obviously David Pasternak remains one of the best in the world. So it kind of starts with him offensively. But yeah, that'll be, you know, from that standpoint, I look forward to next year's tournament. I'm going to tell you now that I'll probably be watching the majority.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Give it from California, like it's just like I'm already. That's what you've been doing.
You have a 90210 zip code now attached to you to everything you do.
The problem is when you're booking travel like this far out, sometimes they're not ready for you to book. Like I want to book it now, and it's like the dates aren't available. It's like, come on, make the dates anyway.
Get the old paper calendar and just put it in there.
Oh, dude,
don't worry about the computer.
I spoke to your inner paper calendar the other day by getting a nice big new one for my countertop in the kitchen. So
good.
So I've been feeling it. Tonight, though, well.
Yeah, wait, one to wrap it up, the whole thing. I mean, you couldn't go and watch the celebration by Team USA without having that pinching in your heart for the Gaudreau family and Johnny Gaudreau and Team USA bringing the jersey out. This is a guy, Johnny Gaudreau, and his brother Matt, that like he wanted to do everything for for USA hockey, to grow the game, to bring more people along. And so this win at the World Championship is unfortunately a year too late, because Johnny Gaudreau had been part of the World Championship before, but never getting the win. But they were able to celebrate and have the jersey there, and it was a really, really touching moment.
Indeed. Amazing. Heartbreaking. It will never not be heartbreaking. And from the Blue Jackets through USA Hockey, they have just never let go all year long. Every time there's a moment to celebrate that family name, it gets done in the best way. And well said about USA Hockey. As far as, the remaining four in the Stanley Cup playoffs, there are still four, somewhat shockingly. I expected
three
Florida,
and a half.
I expected three. Florida to dust off Carolina with ease last night, and the only guy that gave them the chance was Bobrovsky. But it was 1-0 late before a couple empty netters for Carolina, and they win it. So that series will extend. Do you have any thoughts that it's actually going to be this historic comeback for the Canes?
It depends. Is Sam Reinhardt coming back? He is skating today. Mikola on the back end. He's been really good for them. So I think it depends if they get their players back, although they were able to win game three without Reinhardt. Carolina finally decided, we should play Jacob Slavin a little bit more. He was playing 21, 22 minutes in the first three games. He plays 28 minutes in game four, and he's on the ice almost half the game. He's on the ice for 6 minutes, 10 seconds of the 8 minutes on the penalty kill that Carolina saw. Over 75% of the time, he was on the ice. They only gave up 20 shots to Florida, and really not a lot of chances. Like, Freddie Anderson was back in net, but Slavin and Burns shut things down. I think you got to play Slavin 30 minutes in game five, and to give yourself a chance to go back to Florida for game six, and who knows what happens. But if they don't, he was the key player for me for Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And with the way this series started for Anderson, and regardless of how it goes from here on out, but at least he had that moment last night to get him back into what is a more familiar Freddie Anderson mode. And who knows where it goes from here. We know this. Tonight could end up being a 3-1 lead in the West as well, as Edmonton is coming off a stomping of the Dallas Stars and look to continue that trend tonight with their own brilliant story. Second brilliant story that has emerged for them in the crease, these Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, Stuart Skinner has been hot. Calvin Pickard's supposed to back up tonight, so they got both guys healthy now. But no, look, Stuart Skinner for me in game three, second period, he makes 21 saves. They had six grade A chances, Dallas did, in the second period. Eight overall in the game. The expected goals in the second period alone was three for Dallas, right? For the game was four, but they got dominated. The Oilers got dominated 22-7 of shots in the second period. Stuart Skinner was the reason. He didn't make more than 24 saves in any of the playoff games that he's played so far this year. Mm-hmm. And he made 21 saves in the second period alone. And now Connor McDavid with the late goal in the third period, in the second period, to make it 3-1. Now McDavid has a couple of goals. He's now at five. He is, I looked at the numbers. He is by far the leader in high danger chances in the playoffs this year. He's the leader in expected goals individually at 8.5. He's only scored five, but he's ahead of Rantanen, ahead of Bennett, ahead of everybody in expected goals. It was just a matter of time until it opened. And now that it's open, I'm saying, look out, Dallas. If McDavid scores and has that feeling, it could be tough.
That'll happen tonight, game four between the Oilers and Stars. We will try, with limited time, to recap best and worst of a long weekend next on Sabres Live.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.